The midterms are around the corner, and with them the hope that Democrats can regain the ground lost to Trump. In their sights, winning back the House of Representatives at the very least.
With critics asking, are the Democrats more concerned with 2020 than they are the midterms in just a few weeks?
But if you tune into Fox News or even media outlets on the left, you could be forgiven for thinking that 2020 is as much of a focus. Because regardless of the outcome on November the 6th, when 433 House seats, 33 Senate seats, 38 governorships and thousands of state and local positions are up for grabs, there is still one enormous elephant in the room. Is there a Democratic candidate with the chops and the uniting power to beat Donald Trump in 2020?
No, I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run.
A Democratic sweep of the midterms followed by a robust win in presidential elections sounds like a no-brainer if you're anti-Trump. The president has called Mexicans rapists after all. He's defended men accused of sexual misconduct and been embroiled in his own scandals. He's lied and misconstrued the truth. He's pandered to the extremist elements of his support base. He's dished out dodgy pardons. And he's overseen a conveyor belt of White House hires and fires and been unable to clear the cloud of Russian collusion. But it's not that simple. It's not just that the economy is doing well and there are a record 7 million plus job openings at the moment, or the fact that Donald Trump's approval rating is bad, around 41.5%, but perhaps not as bad as you thought. It's roughly parallel with where Ronald Reagan was at the same time in his career. Or that Trump loyalists aren't abandoning him. It's also the fact that Democrats don't have a clear heir apparent.
So we're here in the spirit of let's get it done.
Thank you, Mr. President, for this opportunity. We are here to make progress.
The Democratic senior leadership of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi has been around for a long time. Too long for some. And neither of them will run for top office. While no one has formally tossed their hat into the ring, there have been several recent stirrings over 2020.
Trump says he wants to run the nation like he's running his business? God help us.
First up, Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire financial media tycoon and former mayor of New York City, who flirted with the idea of running against Trump in 2016 before deciding against it. Earlier in the month, the man who has been a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent announced that he was returning to the Democratic Party.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
The move was followed by a statement saying that the party needed to provide checks and balances and is clearly a way to clear the path for a 2020 run. He would very much represent the centrist ground as a socially liberal, fiscally conservative figure, although he comes across as more elite than Trump, despite their shared wealthy business backgrounds. Next up.
She of the great tribal heritage. What tribe is it? Let me think about that one.
Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas. They always want me to apologize for saying it.
Just days ago, she took the unprecedented step of releasing a DNA test result to prove that she had Native American blood, albeit between 1/64th and 1/1024th, in a bid to nullify ammunition that Trump has used against her, saying she listed her ethnicity as Native American in the past in order to get ahead. The move is clearly an attempt to bury the story before any presidential election cycle. Warren and Bernie Sanders, regardless of whether he runs as a Democrat or independent, are a counterbalance to Trump in many ways, on the left fringes of the party and inclined towards impassioned speeches with hints of populism. There are signs, too, that the Trump presidency has driven Democrats towards these sorts of candidates. But would they do enough to win over unconvinced Republican moderates? The picture right now is, well, unclear. Just look at CNN's The Point ranking system that gives a running order of which Democrat is most likely to win the party's 2020 nomination. Last month, it was former Veep Joe, man of the people, Biden, and now that figure has switched to Elizabeth Warren. What's clear is that neither Biden, nor Warren, nor Bloomberg, nor Sanders are new names. Perhaps only a rising star such as California's Kamala Harris or record fundraising Texan midterm hopeful Beto O'Rourke, the latter a darling of the media, even if he is unlikely to win against Ted Cruz for a Senate seat, have the answer. Democrats clearly need a new version of this.
I say to them tonight, there is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America. There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
That was, of course, Barack Obama speaking at the Democratic National Convention in 2004. The hunt, elusive for now, is on. For Monocle in New York, I'm Ed Stocker.